Sean Collins is on the phone. Sean, good morning. Welcome to WGN. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me on. Good morning.
You are an attorney at Collins Law Firm, and you are representing some of those teachers we've been reading about who say they have cancer and that it's quite possibly linked to the emissions from that Sterigenics plant, correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I intend to prove, yes.
I understand there's like 85 or more lawsuits against that plant now?
Yeah, currently there are 85 individuals approximately have sued the company. There will be more in the future.
How can you prove that the cancer that these women have, one of them has breast cancer, no, five were, in your case, diagnosed with breast cancer, and the sixth has terminal non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, is that correct?
That's right.
But,
that's
I mean, right. People get those diseases all of the time. How are you going to be able to link that to the plant?
Yeah, so it's a fair question. Here's what you have to do in a case like this. First of all, it starts out with, were these individuals, let's talk about the six teachers, were they exposed for an extended period of time to the chemical from the plant? The chemical, by the way, is known as ethylene oxide. The answer is yes. The least of them was exposed for 12 years, one for 28 years. So a long time of exposure. So there's one. Two, do they have the kinds of illnesses, in this case cancers, that are demonstrated in medical studies to be caused by exposure to this chemical? Yes, they do. The studies tell us that number one is breast cancer, the most strongly correlated cancer with exposure to ethylene oxide, breast cancer. Secondly, what we refer to as blood cancer, so that's lymphomas and leukemias. Those are the two main cancer families that are shown in medical studies to be caused by exposure to the chemical that we know was coming from this company. So that, plus the fact that these women were exposed for many, many years, we know the chemical got to the school. The EPA's testing told us that. We know, in fact, it got well beyond the school, which is only about 3/4 of a mile away. And then the other thing you look at is, do you see with each of these six former teachers, do you see other things in their life, lifestyle, genetics, family history, those kinds of things that might explain their cancers? And with each of them, you don't. You see a clean genetic history. You okay. don't see these kind of cancers
so they weren't,
in the family.
They weren't yeah. perfect candidates for those cancers, mm-hmm. and yet they get this. So maybe by process of elimination, you say, well, I wonder what it could be, and mm-hmm. it could be this. But does that necessarily – I'm just – imagining what the other side would say, because Lord knows we've asked Sterigenics to come on a yeah. thousand times and they won't. Yeah. But I imagine they would say, what about the other million men and women that live in that area that didn't get the cancer?
Sure, and that's exactly what they'll say. But now we have a real human being, or in this case six of them, with cancer, and something caused their cancer. And so the trial will be about what? Right, we know what the specific risk factors are for each of these cancers. We know through medical science what causes these cancers. They'll be explained to the jury. The only box that's going to get checked for each of these six is that they were exposed to a known human carcinogen for, in each case, more than a decade, in one case as long as 28 years. So what Sterigenics will be asking the jury to decide is that all of that intensive exposure to a very dangerous carcinogen had no effect, could not have caused their cancer.
Why didn't all the employees get sick then?
All of what employees at the company?
Yeah, at Sterigenics.
Well, I know that some did. I mean, we're just in the early stages of this case, which you may know it's called the discovery
yeah.
phase of the case, where we get to find out what happened to those employees. So I don't know. The other thing I will say is that the chemical ethylene oxide was emitted from the plant out the roof, so to speak, out the windows, out the doors. It did not remain inside the plant. So we may very well learn that the people in the community were, by design, by the company's choice, exposed to much more of this chemical even than the people working in the plant
that.
Because the chemical was sent
I understand
outside
that point.
The plant.
Sean, if I had kids growing up in that area over the last 20 years, and by the way, I kind of did,
yeah.
I would be I'm worried. Should I be worried? What, you know what I mean?
Well, look, I am not an alarmist. Statistically, it's still a long shot that somebody who lived in that area would get cancer, and certainly not every cancer in that area was caused by Sterigenics, right? If someone is healthy now, they should. My advice would be to live your life and be thankful, right? But there's no question. There is no question that the most vulnerable in our society to a carcinogen like this are children. Their bodies just don't process these kinds of toxins well, and so exposure to children is much more dangerous even than exposure to adults. In fact, some of the clients I have, some of the people who've among the 85 who've already filed lawsuits, they were first exposed as children.
I see.
When it's most dangerous.
Sean Collins is an attorney at the Collins Law Firm. He's representing some of those teachers in this action against Sterigenics. I'm mad at the Illinois EPA.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, if this is as bad as you say it is, and really I'm only playing the devil's advocate here,
yeah.
I'm trying to figure this out, then why wasn't somebody doing something to protect us or tell us?
Yeah, the EPA blew it. It let these people down horribly, right? So the EPA is in place, we all know, and we all expect. They're in place to tell us if we're in danger, if they know something that we don't know, that we're exposed to a dangerous chemical, say, and they know that we don't know it, we expect them to tell us. They didn't do that here, and that's a shame. Now, it doesn't take Sterigenics off the hook, because at the end of the day, it wasn't the EPA that spit this dangerous chemical out into the community over decades, but EPA clearly did not do
this. You're not suing the state of Illinois or the EPA?
No. I'm not. One, it's much harder to successfully sue government. There are special laws in place that protect them. And I don't see anything here in the EPA's behavior that suggested that they purposefully didn't warn people or purposely saw to it that people were exposed. So they don't have the kind of culpability that I see right now that leads to a successful lawsuit. And also, honestly, the state doesn't have the money.
Would you advise the Sterigenics company to come on the radio and talk to us?
Well, look, of course they ought to come on and explain themselves, because a lot of lawsuits are essentially private disputes between people. But a case like this, we're talking about a public health issue here.
That's what I think.
And the consequences of it are going to endure probably for decades. People will continue to be diagnosed with illnesses possibly caused by exposure to this chemical. So this is going on. This is continuing on.
Sure, and the company, sure, sure. And if they really believe their position, as I'm sure they do, then come on and tell us this. I know attorneys say, no, don't go on the radio, but it is an ongoing public health matter. Sean Collins is an attorney at the Collins Law Firm. I'm out of time this morning, Sean, but I appreciate your work and expertise on this. If you're not already, you're going to be. Let's visit on this down the road, all right?
John, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It's Sean Collins.